would like to notify to the public that the Ministry of Education has finally sent the examinations to Primary 8 for two our control areas that was declined to have examination before, and they have set for the examinations after a week from the other pupils in South Sudan, and we wish them well in their examinations.
So how will you describe the process? It went very smoothly?
Well, the process went very smoothly, and that's what it should be happened if the ministry did not make any political generated or political backup decision to prevent the pupils in our control area from setting for their right for examinations. These are South Sudanese people and citizens. They have the right for educations, and this is one of human rights. First of all, secondly, the Ministry of Education did not contact us. They only have a phone call discussion with our chairman, Dr. Riek Machar, regarding this matter, and they did not inform us officially requiring for access to our control area. They just took that decision to not allow a South Sudanese people set for the examinations based on that they are in our control areas.
What measures are being taken to avoid such kind of happenings to the senior four candidates who are about to sit for the exams?
We discussed very thoroughly with the leadership of the ministry, and we urged them to not conduct such prerogative decisions, because these are people of South Sudan and they should not be shuffled in the political differences between the parties, and they have all the people of South Sudan, they have the right for education. So we urge them again, and we will work hard so that all students and pupils in South Sudan, regardless where they are basing in the SPLM-IO territory, the SPLM-IG territory, and so on and so forth, they will have the right to set for the examinations.
So what are the mechanisms put in place to prevent this from happening to the senior four who are about to sit for the exams? Any plan, any dialogue going on, conversation?
Well, the ministry, one of the reasons that they have stated to justify their unjust decisions was taken from the first place. They said that there's no security in our areas. But our areas are secure, and there's not any security, and lower orders are maintained in our areas. So there's no any reasons that prevent the Ministry of Education to send the exams for a senior or secondary schools to our areas, because the reason that they have mentioned, they're already being provided.
And many South Sudanese are wondering, why should areas under your control be called area controlled by the SPLA-IO, yet we are in a revitalized government?
This come to the luck of the formation of the government in the state level. If the government was formed in the state level, there would not be such a thing to happen. Secondly, the implementation of the security arrangement itself, there's no need to the government to ask to go to one of their territory according to our constitution, because these lands on these places are South Sudanese places. The people need to understand that these are a warring parties now forming a national government. If we form the state government and the local government and the security arrangement in place, there will not be any such case to happen.